Hanukkah is a time for being mechazik limud haTorah. The Shulchan Kodesh says that although there were yeshivas which gave off, so to speak, for learning Torah, it wasn't because it was time for a break. That can't be, because it's not bein hazmanim, and Hanukkah is a time for chizik and learning. So why is it that yeshivas would have off from the regular start? The Shulchan Kodesh writes, this is going back 500 years. The reason for that is because the Bachrim, Avreichim, they needed time to chazer their learning from the beginning of the Zman until Hanukkah. So it was a rigorous schedule over the course of Hanukkah where they would pause the regular storm of going weiter, going ahead, and to concentrate solely on chazering the limud. 8 days of chazar. And we'll talk about why that is, but it's very tempting during Hanukkah because of all the parties, Baruch Hashem, and all the get-togethers to say, you know, we're not going to make shiur, we're not going to learn. But it's not in the spirit of Hanukkah to take off from learning Torah because of the yontif, adarabba. It's the yontif for limud haTorah, as we'll see momentarily why that is. So we only have a handful of chashmonaim here, right? They weren't only 5, 6, 7 at most, but they were able to conquer the entire Greek army. So with that hafsicha, let's jump into this piece. Once again, for Eishem Oedim, Menachem, thank you for introducing us to the Sefer. Very nicely cut. What's very nice about the Sefer is that on the bottom, he quotes the Sefarim HaKadoshim, Mila B'Mila. So we'll dive down there on occasion in Mitzvah Hashem. So we're in the middle of a piece.
We have reinforcements already.
Yeah, we needed some extra troops. So on Daf Kufnan and Tess in the Sefer, everybody should have a handout, and it's been sent. You don't have one in front of you physically. We're talking about the Or. The Yontif of Hanukkah is about this Or. And the question is, Manashtana ha'or azemi kol ha'oris? What's so unique about this Or? We'll see how that ties into Talmud Torah in a moment. So, let's begin and then we'll sprinkle some commentary on the commentary. Hizgalas Aragonas. Keneged ha'yavonim shebikshu lahachshech ineim shal Yisrael. So, Chazal have an expression, a term which is used in order to sum up who the Yevanim were. Hechshichu einayim shel Yisrael. They darkened, they cast a darkness on the eyes of Klal Yisrael. His or ha'or hanelam. Again, this is in the middle of a piece, but it's good just to get right into it. Hashem revealed a hidden light. Ha'or ha'gonos shehir b'taykev gadol b'nisim gloyim b'seich ha'teva. Which illuminated with a very strong velocity, power, nisim gluyim b'soich ha'teva. Revealed nisim, the nes of the menorah is a nes, which is neslabish within the teva. There was nothing out of the ordinary by the miracles of Hanukkah. We speak about the miracles of Hanukkah, very different type miracles than what we saw by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we spoke about last week, the difference between Netzach and Hod. That when Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to overcome the Mitzrayim, they put up a heavy fight. When it came to the Yevanim, it wasn't that they were great warriors, the Chashmonaim. As children, we picture them to be these Rambos with, you know, expert sword masters and crazy things. Although there is a Medrash Antiochus which kind of describes it that way, but that wasn't their skill. They weren't trained fighters. These are people who brought korbanos, who sat and learned Torah. They weren't youngsters either. It was because of the Or. That there was zeichet to that Or. And everything which Yavon offered, which was just a chayishach, melted away because of the Or. And in the same way that Or is not afraid of chayishach, so because they were masik that Or, they were zeichet to that Or because of the Mesiras Nefesh, which they showed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they weren't afraid of the Yevanim. But it was a very deep Or, very intense Or, which they were zeichet to. Ubita legami esamunas ha'yevanim shamina b'teva kadavim mochlat. What makes Yevan a very unique adversary is that Park believed in Nisim. He believed in rules l'malam and ateva. He had his Book of Gods, and every time Moshe Rabbeinu came with a trick, he had also tricks up his sleeve. So it was nace for nace. It was a duel of nisim. But already many generations later, the Avonim came along and they said, there's really no such thing as anything which is higher than understanding. Anything which can't be seen, which can't be heard, which is intangible on some level, doesn't exist. And they were megashim, everything holy. Which is like the Greek gods are all human form. There are many. Very physical. But they took everything. And philosophy means that if you can't understand it with the human seichel, then it doesn't exist or it's not true. They were metzamsim, everything which was lamala min haseichel, and they brought it down into seichel. And that's called a very big choshech. The reason why it's choshech is because or is something which, a word which we use, which comes to explain something which we can't be masiv. Whenever we talk about oiris in Torah, we're not talking about something which is a physical light, even a spiritual light. We're talking about something which we call it spiritual, but it's not something which is tangible. We call it an or because it's the best description which we have to refer to something which our body and all the senses of our body can make nu hasaga in. And they took that or and they made a machlokes on that or. They said, you're making things up. Show it to me. That's what they said. Show me the light. If it exists, then it has to be able to be concrete. That's called Hechshichu Neim Shal Yisrael. They made a machlokes against the or, and as soon as the yidden bought into the seichel, the chachma, the philosophies, so they divorced themselves from the or, and they fell into the choshech, Hechshichu Neim Shal Yisrael. Let's continue. We'll come to explain a little bit more. Mitzvah. Hayehudim him am chacham v'nachman. We're a very wise nation. Oyvim es ha-chachma, shechem achar chachma. We're people that we follow everything which makes sense. V'lchein kash umas enu lachmu b'yisrael v'radfu achareihem. But when they made a machlekes on this inyan, amdu yisrael b'gvura v'nuchmu b'cheir v'nevesh alam anasam al-dasam. This is a war on yasaydei sadas. Aval kashar agoy masach limkar chachma. When a guy starts to sell chachma, kanyish pitui gadol, it was very enticing. It's an easy sell because everything makes sense. You're able to take teva and to explain within the teva why things work the way that they work. The hows and the whats, the do's. Kach kam l'dor chadash ha-mesiavnim. This is why there was this cultural phenomenon called Misyavnim, which you don't find by any other gullus. She'ehubu es chachmas yavnu, vazu d'chol esim yehudim kamanu hanalav ma'alchem emunah pshuta, u'tmima. That until then, a yid went with emunah pshuta, or he went with the emunah samasaira, more so with emunah samasaira, I would say. Emunah sachakira, emunah samasaira. Emunah tmima is really almost a chiddush of Ner Chanukah, but we'll see if we get there. So because so many things in Torah require us to believe. So somebody comes to you and says, you're a pesi, you're a fool. You're believing in so many things which you don't understand, which you have no proof in. And a person starts to wonder himself and to double guess and to say, well, it's not right. And somebody has in front of him something which is very logical, very sensical, very easy, doesn't come with any achrayas. So what is the accomplishment of the nes of the Nara that we make such a big focus? All the Sfarim ask, is this such a big nes? I mean, the Baba Saldi could have probably did make the Neris last for 8 days if he wanted to. Well, many tzaddikim were able to do nesim like that. In the Gemara we find that Atanaim Amorim, they were Mechayim Mesim. So to be able to make the or of the menorah last for 8 days is such a big pella, such a big nes. That we make a yontav out of that? Were there not bigger nisim, even in the tkufa then and tkufa before that, that outshined the nes of the menorah? What's the great accomplishment? Atches rachish nes ha-menorah, kasha ha-shemen ha-meyuad lidloik yom echad dolak shman yom ha-nesufim. One candle, one day, lasted 8 days. Kan his galash ha-chachmas ha-tevav ha-madah ha-dir v'atzumah ha-shalaga ha-la-amunah ha-tzmimah nes-nefsa ha-kalil. This shattered. This completely shattered this klipa called Yavan. Techshichu Neim Shal Yisrael. Hateva Yochol Likvah Chukim. There are Chukki Hateva, that is true. And they're beautiful and they're very sensible, and Hashem made that as well. Avo Emuna Ina Chayevas Lekabal HaReisecha. But the Teva is not the boss of the Emuna. This is a very important clause, that we don't let science, for example, dictate what the Torah says. Science is never a kash on Torah. Never a kash on Torah. The person who thinks that way is thinking backwards. It's like
flip-flopping. Every time something else comes out, you're like, oh, it's that now. That now.
Right. It's always changing. It's never straight. It's many mistakes. The seichel, because what science is just an attempt to understand the world using the seichel. The seichel will never be the balabas on the Torah. Never, ever will the seichel have anything above the seichel of Kutcher Brichu, which is the seichel atar. It's like a man making machlekes on God to ask kashas from science on the Torah. Chachma elokos versus chachmos b'yada. Just sometimes, it's very pasha, but it needs chizik a lot of times because many people are not trained that way. That we're taught in the American culture, just in the worldly culture, that science is boss. Many people have made science into avodah zar. It's like avodah zar b'tayra. The Gemara uses such an expression like that. It needs to be straight. Never ever should a person feel that he has to defend Tyre because of science. Tyre is always on the offense and science always on the defense. The person should never engage with somebody in conversation like that he has to defend the Tyre. It never has to defend the Tyre. If science is not congruent with the Tyre, then it's a kasha in the science. It's never a kasha. And if a person even engages in such a conversation where he feels that the Tyre has to defend itself, then it's like the Yevanim attacking the Chashtonim, the Chamon HaShemar, and they're on the defense. That's not how it works. Ha'amuna ina chayavas l'kabal reisa, ain kan shum hezbo pi chachmas hamada, even if it can't be explained, the amuna. V'chol zos delek ha'shemen b'chatzas beis hamikdash shmona yomim. The candles lasted for 8 days. Now, he goes on, and we're going to skip a small section and jump in a moment, but this is enough for us here to be able to explain in our own way, b'si'ata d'shmaya, the chiddush of the sor. What is the nes? What is the beis kash, the beis yosef's kasha on the first night, but b'chalal, what's so special about the fact that the candles lasted for 8 days? Teretz is, and my Rebbe says, this is probably the shayrish of all the terutzim, and we spoke about this last week, is that the shayrish of all terutzim is that the aura which the Yevanim forced into the world through the Chashmonaim was the Aragonos. And the light of the candles were not ordinary lights, not even ordinary for the menorah. Even the menorah until then was in Sechet Aragonos. But this is the first time in history that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Pirates Chomes, that he broke down the walls of the Teva and he brought into the world a shimmer of the Aragonos itself. Anybody who looked at that light was able to see with physical Gashmias Eugen, to see Aragonos. Such a metzias the world never saw before. People to behold Aragonos itself. Now the reason why this is such a major accomplishment is because until now, and this is really the answer to the question, really what he's getting to, the Yevanim had a kasha. The kasha was, your entire religion is based on something which you don't understand. Everything which we believe in, which is the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, are things that we don't understand them. It's a Ribbono Shel Olam which we don't understand. There are many things in Torah which we don't understand. And these are the yesodos of the foundation of our existence, the foundation of our yahdus. Isn't that, it sounds to me, it's something crazy, that the entire Torah and the entire yahdus, our whole lives are based on something which we admit we don't understand. We admit we don't understand it. We don't see it. We don't understand it. We've never seen it. But we believe it to be 100% true. The Yevanim had us against the wall. So what? Show me. If it can't be seen and it can't be heard, then it doesn't exist. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu do. He could have just ignored it. But he didn't. He chose not to ignore it. He chose to say, I'll give you the Teretz. And he brought the Aragonos into the world. And beholding the Or HaGanuz, looking at that light, was the answer to their question. This is a light which is higher than explanation. Hashem says, Tachazi, come see. This is the light of what you believe in. Until now, you couldn't understand it, you couldn't see it, you couldn't hear it. It didn't make its way into the physical world. Now you can see it. Look with your own eyes. Look at the Or. This is the Or. This is what you believe in. And that's why Chanukah is considered to be, like we always say, a chinuch of the Bayis Shlishi. A chinuch to the Zman of Mashiach. Because really, the whole Soid HaBriya is dear about Tachtainim. That Hashem wants the highest light, the greatest, the most sublime, should come down all the way into the lowest place, that there's nothing lower than this world. So with the attack that the Yevanim made against the Yidden, we may not have been zeicha through our own merits, through our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to bring down this Or. We weren't succeeding in that. So the Yevanim came and helped us along. Because of the kashas, they forced it into the world. This is the secret of what Chazal say by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Ari has a whole drush where Rav Chaim Vital records it. He said that the Arizal, he revealed to me the secret of Kriyas Yamsuf, and he regretted having done so, but I pushed him very much to tell me, and he told me the secret. And afterwards, a raven came and said something to the Ari, and the Ari said something like, you know, Baruch Dayan Emes, and Rav Chaim Vital was like, well, what was that about? And the Ari told them, because I revealed to you this secret, which I shouldn't have, is going to cost me the life of my son. And when he came back home, his son had passed away, because he revealed the secret of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is recorded in Shir HaKavanos. What? So what the secret is, and again, we could repeat it, it's there to be repeated, but even though we're saying the words, we don't understand the secret. Like the Arizal, he revealed many secrets. Rav Shimon revealed many secrets, but you have to know how to decode it. You have to know how to. If you just because you're a Kabbalah center doesn't mean that you're teaching the secrets of Kabbalah. It was revealed in a way that it was still hidden. It only reveals itself to those who are zeichah to understand it. So if it's on paper, that means it's not a secret anymore. But the real secret is still concealed. So what the secret was of Kriyas Yamsuf, and we're not even going to say the Kabbalah part of it. We'll just say this, the mashal of it. Is that when the Yidden came to Kriyas Yamsuf, it was like an ayala, it was like a deer, female deer, who couldn't give birth because the baby was too big to pass through her channel. And a nachash comes along and bites her in her rechem, and by biting her in that place where the baby comes out, so the baby is able to have easy passage and to be born. So Hashem sent the nachash in order to allow the baby to be born. This is the secret of Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Yidden, they couldn't leave Mitzrayim. Even when they came to the Yamsuf, it wouldn't split. Uparu Hikriv, Paro came running after them, and he bit the Yidden, and because he bit the Yidden, so Yidden were born. Because he bit the mother, Klai Yisrael was born. So we have to give Yashar Karev to Paro. You have to thank the Nachash, because of the Nachash, Klai Yisrael was born as a nation by Kriyas Yamsuf. Noven is also compared to the Nachash. There was a certain Or that Hashem wanted to birth into the world, and the Yidden couldn't push it out. So Hashem sent the Yevanim, and the Yevanim, they gave a big bite to the Beis HaMikdash, to Klai Yisrael. And in doing so, this light was born. So there's a very big connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and Chanukah. So it was the birth of the Or HaGanuz into the world. That's called the beginning of the Tachlis, which is called the Chinuch, of Dir B'Tachtonim, that the highest light should become revealed in the lowest places. But to be coming to this world means that it has to take on the chukim of this world, that it can be seen, it can be heard, it can be felt. That's the Or HaGanuz. So that's why this light is an answer. It's a yishuv to the kashas of the Yevanim. It's not something which is very misunderstood, because we don't always connect the dots of the nes of Chanukah to Golus Yavam Bifrat. We know that it's Choshech and this is Or, but how does it come together? The missing nekuda of the whole Torah is to know that this is Or HaGanuz. And Or HaGanuz means it's a higher light than understanding. And because they made a malchama on Emunah, which is that which is higher than Das, since this is an Or which comes from that place, it's Metaritz the Kasha. It's Mataris all kushyas. Now, the reason why this R is so important, one step further, is because Yavan is Chayshech, and because they're Chayshech, they have a very big gaiva. Yavan has a very big gaiva. Isn't it interesting that a Nivra, how is it possible that a Nivra should take on a Bayer? Everything in this world doesn't take on the Rabbanu Shalom, seemingly. Everybody seems to be content. Most of my aspirations is very happy. I mean, I never saw a tree or an animal or the ocean or anything take on the Rabbanu Shalom. Everybody pretty much accepts the fact that they're a Nivra and they're machniah themselves to the Bayer Olam. But Yovan made a melcham against the Rabbanu Shalom. And they came up with their own gods because they said it's not possible to have a God who's echad, that's all-encompassing. It can't be that the God who's in charge of Esh can be in charge of Mayim because they put each other out. It doesn't make any sense. So there has to be an Esh God and a Mayim God. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense. Godliness has to make sense. And Klal Yisrael says, no, there's an Echad. There's an Echad Yachid Miyuchad, and he controls everything. And there's no steers by him. They took on the Bashar. How is it possible that a Nivra takes on the Bayer? Where do you get such an Azaz like that? The Teretz is that although we know and we believe that everything was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam, there are things in the Torah which are mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis where it doesn't say so in the Torah that they're created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's that? Second pasuk in the Torah. V'aretz ha'isaseh v'avoh v'choshech al p'nei tzahim v'ruach elokim rachefes al p'nei amayim. And then the first creation which we find is Vayomer Elokim Yihyar. So when was Chayshach created? I never saw anything in the Torah about Vayomer Elokim Yihyar Chayshach.
It was there. The darkness was there. Without the light, there was
nothing. So how did the darkness get there? Hashem didn't create the darkness? Of course Hashem created the darkness. But because it doesn't say so explicitly in the Torah, that's the Azaz of Chayshach. That's the Azaz of Yavan. That if it doesn't say so in the Torah that Choshech was created, maybe it wasn't created by the Baruch Shem. That's why Choshech is Yavan. That's why they'd have that Azaz. Now, the answer to that, of course, and there's many ways to explain it, is that Chazal say, Vayom Elokim Yihyar is not the first mimer of Ma'aseh Bereishis. What's the first mimer? Bereishis Nami Mamer. So, really, Choshech was created in the Mimer of Bereishis. But because it's a hidden Mimer, the Choshech and the Maim and the Aretz and the Ruach Elokim are hidden creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Choshech is a hidden Nivra. But because it's a hidden Nivra, it has an Azus against the Bayer. It happens to be that Maim also, the Torah doesn't say that Hashem made the Maim. Only thing that you find in Ma'aseh Bereishis is that Hashem split the Mayim. And that's the reason why also the Mayim challenges the Ribbono Shel Olam too. You find that by Kriyas Yam Suf, it says that the Mayim didn't want to split. There's certain Azus that Mayim has. Because together with the Choshech, it wasn't created. But that's why on day two of creation, Hashem says, Yehi Rakiv Eslecha Mayim. That's of course a simit to Kriyas Yam Suf. And Hashem, he took the Azus of the Mayim and he split the Mayim. It's Machni of the Mayim. Akopanim. This is why the Sfarim say that Be'emes Choshech has a higher Shayrish than Or. For example, we say in Davening when we come into the Brachas of Kriyashma, we say Yotzer Or Vari Choshech. Yotzer goes on the Or and Bria goes on Choshech. So for those who know a little bit of Kabbalah, Chassidus, so Yetzirah is lower than Bria. So we say Yotzer Or Vari Choshech. Bria is higher than Yetzirah. So it means Choshech is higher than Or? The Teretz says, yeah. And that's why you find that Choshech was created by Mayim or Bereishis. That's the first Mayim. Or was only created with the second Mayim. However, Chazal tell us, if you take a look at the whole Seder Ma'aseh Bereishis, putting Yavan aside for a moment, which is the Choshech, you see that Hashem created the Or, and then he went on to create the rest of the Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Now, the Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis is not a Seder of Nisan. We know Rabbi said that the year divides into two sections, Tishrei and Nisan. This is what the Zohar says is the secret of Bereishis. Bereishis means Beis Reishis. That in the Bria Hashem made a system called Beis Reishis, as the Pasuk concludes, as a Shemayim is Aretz. Right? Shemayim is a Bereishis and Aretz is a Reishis. That's called Bereishis. Tishrei and Nisan. Nisan is the Tkufa called Nisim. Tzias Mitzrayim, Nisan, it's all Shem HaNisim. That's one side of the system. The other side is Tishrei. Tishrei is the Zman of the creation of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis is not Nisim, it's Teva. Now the Or was created on day one, means that it's part of the system of what? Teva. It's part of the Seder Ma'aseh Bereishis. So that means that this Or of Yom Rishon, which Chazal say, the Zohar Kaddish tells us, this is the Or HaGonas. It wasn't a regular Or. Hashem was magnus the Or. That's why it's called Vayihi, that there was a pain that the Or had that Hashem created and right away buried it for Tzadikim. But the Or wasn't created in Nisan. It was created on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's part of the Seder HaTeva. That means to say that really the Or HaGonas is part of the Seder HaTeva. It's Bechaya the Teva. So whereas Yavan is Chayshach because they say that everything is Teva, everything has to be understood, and they're Machshachinim Shal Yisroel. So when Hashem gives this light, when He reveals this light, the reason why this is a Yishuv is because it's not like we said, going back to last week, that this is an Or that Hashem revealed which overcomes the Yavanim, which smashes, which defeats the Yavanim. It doesn't do that. It comes to be Mataritz the Yavanim and says, you think that everything is Teva? That there's no Elokus which is Mechaya the Teva? Look with your own eyes. This is the Or which is Mechaya the Teva. This is the Or of Yom Rishon which the Ari explained goes along with every single day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. You see that the Or is present every day of Ma'aseh Bereishis because Hashem says, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Hashem called the Or, He gave it a name, He called it Yom. But then there's Yom Sheni, there's Yom Shlishi, there's Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi, Yom Ashvi. That means to say, Or was on Sheni. There was Or on Shlishi. There was Or on Revi. The Or accompanied every single one of the days. That means that the Teva of every day couldn't have been created without the Or accompanying it. It means really what makes everything run, the entire Teva run, is a hidden Or, which is the Or HaGonas, which is Nignas, which allows all the Teva to run. And that's really what the Ramban says famously at the end of Parashas Bo, where he says that there's no such thing as Teva. The word Teva doesn't appear in the Torah even. It's not a Hebrew word. It's a made up word to try to explain concealment of Hashem. But the Or, which is the Or of Nes, is really the Or of Teva as well. It's one Shirish. Because really Teva is a Nes. It's a Nes Nistar. But it's really one Or which is Machaya everything. The only difference between Nes and Teva is that Nes is where the Teva is out of the ordinary, and Nes is when it's doing what it's supposed to do. But the whole world is filled with Nisan. I've told you many times the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says that many thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of Yidden were born in the Midbar. That means that being born in the Midbar means growing up eating man, that lechem fell min hashamayim, that you didn't have to dry clean your clothes, that it was done for free by the Anani HaKavod, and you drank from the Be'er of Miriam, and you lived a life which was supernatural. But that's what they were born into. As soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, so these young children, they turned to their parents and they said, wait a second, you're telling me that in this country, food grows from the ground? When did food ever grow from the ground in the Midbar? Food only fell from the heavens. You can imagine what type of anase that is? Meaning, think about it. That actually makes more sense because even today, rain falls from the sky. So rain falls from the sky, and in that kufa, even food fell from the sky. So there was one source. But now rain falls from the heavens, and the parents are telling their children, you're coming into a new kufa. There's going to be tremendous miracles. You're going to take seeds planted in the ground, and food's going to grow from those seeds. It's pile plum. So how come that when you take a seed and you put it in the ground, and you have a red pepper, that's not an ace? How did that happen? Oh, because you can understand it, yeah? Because there was water and there was sunshine, that's why it happened? Not only that, but you can actually take it and eat it, and it makes you live, it doesn't kill you. It doesn't clog up your arteries, and it doesn't harm you in any way. It actually gives you life to live tomorrow. And by the way, it also comes with more seeds, so you can plant more of them. It's because don't think that because you're eating this one that you're going to run out of your supplies. Every single one of them comes with so many seeds that you, just from one red pepper, you can plant 100 of them. It's miraculous. Almost miraculous. Not only that, it doesn't just work for red peppers, it works for many other things too. Carrots, apple trees, there's something which is called trees which grow from the ground. This is what the parents were telling the children, and they couldn't believe it. So says the Chassam Sefer, so for us, what's teva is their nes. Their nes are teva. What's the difference? What you're used to is your teva. But really, the shayrish of Tev and the shayrish of Neis is one. Ein Zach. That's this or.
So you have to say that the or is like a clarity? That is miyashir all the two roots in?
But a clarity would be, it would be an explanation to what we're saying. Meaning, this or is or agana, so it's not just a clarity. Or represents clarity. It's a simen davar. But this or is more than that. This or is it. This is the neshama of the Teva. This is what makes the Teva do what it does well. What allows the Teva to function and to do all these amazing, miraculous things is because there's an or which is Mechaya the Teva, and looking at this or is looking at the Neshama of the Bria. Meaning, until now, it wasn't Shaykh to see this or. And when Yidden talked about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they talked about everything, it was only just emuna, emuna, emuna. It wasn't something which is shaykh to be seen. And the Ivana came along and they pushed them against the wall and they said, stop talking about things which don't make sense, which is a belief system, which is nothing which can be seen. Let's see it. And Hashem wanted to bring this or into the world. But Klai Yisrael didn't have the spiritual muscles to bring it down. So he sent the Ivanan and they were like a nachash and they gave a big bite to the Yidden and they did a big tshuva and through the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chashmonaim, they were able to bring this or into the world in a way which was never revealed before. This light never saw the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything in the Bria. It was machayit all along. But that it should be seen within the Teva, that it should be seen with your own eyes, never had happened before. That's why it's a chinuch. It's a chinuch for that time where we'll be able to behold it even more. That inyan.
Every Hanukkah, you have the ability to tap into that
Arakana? Yeah. So, kefi a person's madrega, his amuna, his shmira sayinayim, and all the other cheshbonos that the Eibishter has, a person is able to see the aragunas in this light. The fact that it is aragunas, we know that. And he brings the maramakomos down below. B'nei Sassar, Pinchas Karzer, and all the tzaddikim. That this is that or. It's just that. So, everybody is seeing it, but how many levushim it has will differ. Each person according to his dark. But that's called Hechshichu in Am Shal Yisrael. Let's continue. Ha'ar Hagan is Bataira. Ve'heich Enignas Ha'ar. Yeah, do you guys, is it right?
Yeah.
Kiva, you look confused. On the back, see it? Heich Enignas Ha'ar?
Mm-hmm.
Bataira. The or is Nignas in the Torah. This is, It's a chazal, it's a medrash in Eicha, but it's really given over to the Baal Shem Tov as saying the Chiddush. The Chiddush, it's like when the Baal Shem Tov is quoted as saying this Chiddush, although we have chazal, which say so, but the Baal Shem Tov came in and made a very big dogish in saying that this or Haganos, right, he revealed it to the world. Where did he put it after he revealed it? Where does it go? Hashem put it in the Torah. The Torah is the keli, which houses the Arganos. Let's continue. Kasha Yehudi Oisik Batayra. When a Yid learns Tayra, as a Milvan Hayagi Lahavinus Amigdivya Tayra, aside from what's necessary to understand Tayra, that it should be understood by the Seichel, who Moisif Galnis Davik Be'etzim Atayra. There's something more atzmi about Tayra than the Seichel Atayra, and that's the B'ma'or Shabatayra, the Or Hadvekis. Uberotzen Havor Yisbach Shema Hamunach V'Gonza Batayra. This light which Hashem buried in the Tayra. Aside from the seichel of Torah, there's a nekuda pnimi of Torah, which is the R. A person can accustom himself to a gevaldik oinig if he tries to tap into the Or HaTorah, which is buried in the Torah. And this leads us to the following discussion, which is that Torah has two layers. One is the Seichel of Torah, and one is the Or of Torah. And the Yevanim, they tried to compete with Klai Yisrael by saying, you have Chachmas and we have Chachmas. It's crazy, we have Chachmas HaTorah, we have Chachmas of philosophy. We have Greek philosophy, and you have Jewish philosophy. What makes your Torah different than our Torah? And what makes it different, behechlet, is the Or which is Dignas in Torah. And that's the reason why, again, Hashem revealed the Or HaGanas, because the Or HaGanas is the chelik of Torah which shows that the Torah is unmatched. It's such a bizayon and a zilzal to Torah that one should say, there's many chachmas out there, and there's also chachmas HaTorah. To put it on the same pedestal as any other chachma, manashtana HaTorah. How is the Torah different? Torah is because of this light. This light is what makes it different. So therefore, when a Yid learns Torah, it has to be on two levels. To understand the Seichel HaTorah, and to understand, to be dovek to, the Or within the Torah. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh especially, had a very strong emphasis that the Iker Inyan and Liman HaTorah is to be mechapes, the Or HaTorah. In the Baal Shem Tov Shurim, which we're going to be doing after Hanukkah, we've come to the topic of Torah. We're going to speak about this more at length, the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov in learning. But the fact that there's an Or in Torah, that's Chazal, that's Psukim, Kiner Mitzvah of a Torah Or. Even by Purim, we find the same idea. It says in the Megillah, Yehudim haisa oira v'simcha, Chazal sa oira, zu Torah. So the Megillah refers to Torah as oira. It doesn't say Torah, it says oira. Oira is Torah. So the Iker Inyan, Amelus and Torah, is to be Mechapis, the Or of Torah. The Ma'or in Torah. That's why we daven every day. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for Sechata Tishmaya and the learning. We say, we ask Hashem to be able to understand Torah. But then what do we say after that? Illuminate our eyes with Torah. There's an Or. There's an Or in the Torah. And that Or is an Or of Dveikus, which is why we say, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvaysech. But there's a v'hari nina b'mitzvaysech, which is an even bigger bakasha than dilbar l'olam l'ishmo l'asal l'kayim. And because the Yevanim were what? Hechshichu inayim shal Yisrael. They were machshich inayim. So we say, v'hare inayinu. Give us a ma'or inayim. So there's a klipa which goes against the seichel of the Torah. But that's not what the Yevanim were interested in. They didn't make a malcham against the seichel of the Torah. They appreciated seichel. Whereas all the other Avodah Zaraniks, they didn't appreciate seichel, didn't appreciate teva, because they were very interested in being higher people and in being davik in Avodah Zarah and things which don't make sense and v'chule. That was their world, things which don't make sense. But the Yevanim said, forget about that stuff. We only want things which make sense. They made that holy. And so they appreciated the Torah. They appreciated the Seichel of Torah. They said, yes, Chayso, they're an Am Chacham and Avon. They have their philosophies and we have our philosophies. And they were able to take the Yidden, they saw them as a prime bait, wise people to come and to be enticed by their philosophy. And many Yidden did, because they weren't davik to the Or HaTorah. Anybody who wasn't davik to the Or HaTorah, again, not that it didn't exist, it existed then, but it became revealed in a much more concrete way, available way for us to be able to tap into the Or HaTorah after the Nes of Chanukah. But it's nignos within the Torah. That's what that Or is. And so if a person is a sincere seeker of the Or HaShem in this world, of the Or HaGanas, talk to Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, learn the Torah. That's where it is. It's in the Halakha Torah.
What does that mean, Lamayis?
Learn Torah Lishma.
So to learn Torah Lishma, but that's... Dveikus is not Or, right?
No, that is it. Dveikus is Or. Doing davik is to the Or. Yeah. And of course, this Or, it doesn't just mean Sveidus HaTorah. It means it's in the Torah. Even when a person learns Shoshana Gachasapara, that Or is there. So even though a person is harboring to understand what it means, Shoshana Gachasapara, There has to be a basic stam das before learning, and even occasionally during learning, where a person pauses and he remembers what he's really in this for. It's not so much that he should know Shor Shnagach Sabar. More importantly, is that he has a dvekus to that or. It's just that there's also chiv to understand Torah. So a person is allowed in trying to understand Torah to have somewhat of a hesach hadas from the or, in order to apply himself completely into the seichel haTorah. But the main purpose and the main goal in Limud HaTorah Lishma, according to Derech HaDeBaal Shem Tov, this is only a regular achas, and that seems to be explained more, to understand it fully, is to be searching for dveikus with Hashem, which is in pursuit of this light. And when a yid has the schus to be able to sit in front of a sefer, he should know that this is the greatest schus in the world, is to be able to open up a sefer and to know that in this sefer is our Hashem. And you know, l'chavd al fevdos, you know, there's that, yeah, I'm not even going to say it. It's not even a mashal, which is even close to that. It's, a person is searching for the or. Within every ois is the or.
What's the simen when a person is masik this light? So then he has like an emuna, like the teva becomes like nisim, it's all, meaning he has a clarity. Through the learning, he accesses the or and donas, and then what? He's on that madrega?
It could take shape and form in many ways. A person has more emunah, if he has more betachen, it means that he's connecting much more to that or. He can feel a dvikas in his heart. He feels like his davening is better. His shemiras and mitzvahs is better. I mean, if he sees because that there's a vedavik libyan of a mitzvah secha, that means that there must have been a vahari in a mitzvah secha. So he may not open up the sefer and see the or himself, like the Baal Shem Tov did. Like we have in the Bana, where we have an account from Tzaddikim that the Baal Shem Tov, if people would come and ask him questions. He would open up a sefer, Gemara or Zayar, whatever it is. He'd look in the sefer, and he would see the or. He would see Mesefer Olamat Sefer. People that, even today, that people are able to do that. Like when nobody shows it off, but there are people able to, in every door, that people can do that.
Can we say that one of the opposite sides to the Choshech, which is a Gaiva, and the or is the opposite to that, would be an ava.
Yeah.
So if someone makes contact with the Oraganos through Torah, one of the limits tests would be an ava.
Absolutely, yeah. 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 See, Torah has a way, because a person comes in contact with such a heavenly light, a godly light, so it's very easy for Talmud Chacham to become gaivadik from learning Torah. The biggest bali gaiva are the Talmud Chachamim who don't work on humility from the Torah, because the Torah is such a precious chachma, and a person becomes filled with Torah, so he doesn't humble himself when it goes to Baruch Hu, it can be a big problem. That's when the Torah becomes a samamavis for a person, because the Torah is supposed to become closer to Hashem. But if he uses the beauty of Torah and the yoiker of Torah and the R of Torah in a way where he doesn't humble himself with the Baruch Shalom and who it is he's learning, what it is that he's learning, so then he can go in the opposite direction. So that's why one of the Siman and the Ramban talks about davening and Avodah Hashem Bechlal, is that if a person sees that after his Avodah he's able to come to a place of Anava, so then he's machshir himself to be able to mekabel that R properly. That's what Hashem wanted. If a person takes chachma without the or, if he takes the or in a way where he's miyachaset himself, chalila, he's not miyachaset to Rabbanu Shalom, so then he can make a vodah zara of himself. He becomes a balgav, which Chazal say that a kolam is guy is kilo ovid avodah zara. It's like it's because he's worshipping himself. So that's why the difference between, you know, samachayim and samamav, as the Gemara says, is this kavana. So let's continue. V'hayu bein ha-tzadikim ha-kneshim k'shay hirgishu shuach kotshom nismatrin lampe lahashi l'shalim. There are some tzadikim that when they felt that they were low on their Ruach HaKodesh, sagu asat shagub yigiyas atayr, they would open up a sefer and reconnect. And Let's just go back for a moment. We spoke about that in the beginning of the shir, that the Shalak Kaddish, that and all the Svarim talk about, especially the Litvish Svarim, which don't talk so much about the Or, they talk more about the Torah, that Chanukah is a Zman of Limud HaTorah. Zman, Chizuk Limud HaTorah. It's the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. They say the Shavuos is the Yontif of Torah Shebichtav, Chanukah is the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. But the reason why in Chassidus, in Pnimius, that it's the Yontif of Torah, is because it's the Yontif of the Or. But the Or was buried in the Torah. So the reason why it's a Yontif of Torah is because of the Or, but the Or is in the Torah. So that's why it's Yontif of Torah. And by the way, the reason why, if you go back for a moment to the Shlach Kaddish, the Shlach taught us that it's a Yontif of Chazara. The reason why it's a Yontif of Chazara is because there's two reasons why a person does Chazar. One is because he wants to remember it more. Another reason why is because even each time that he does it, he doesn't see that he's remembering it more. But what happens is that if a person is learning because he's only trying to understand something, the attempt and the pursuit of understanding the Torah can become a mechitza for trying to be masig the or of the Torah. So if a person has learned something once, twice, three times, four times, and now he says, Adkan, I understand this sugya, but now I need to chazer it. Why are you chazering it? Because you're going to remember it better? You remember it very good. The reason why I'm chazering, no, because I'm not only interested in learning the Torah because I want to know it, I'm also interested in the or ha-Torah. And it can be very difficult to chazer things which we already know well. It's one of the hardest things to do is to repeat something which we already know. Because the seichel was made in a way that it likes new things. The seichel always likes new things. That's why on television and all these things, this screen is always changing so quickly. You can't watch anything anymore without losing your mind. But the mind likes it. I mean, it likes the stimulus of the fact, oh, this clip, blah, 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 blah. It's very enjoyable because the seichel gets bored very quickly. At least we've trained it to become bored very quickly. It likes new. It was very hard for the seichel to learn something and to learn it again without developing a resistance to something. So why does a person push through? Because he says, he's showing the Baruch Hu, I'm not only interested in knowing the information, I want to know the or. I'm seeking the or.
So what's the whole purpose of having the Chanukah candles?
What do you mean?
In other words, if the whole purpose is for Torah, it should be Yontif of Limud HaTorah.
It is Yontif of Limud HaTorah. I mean, what the candles only lit for 30 minutes, so what are we doing the rest of the Yontif? That's what it's for. It was a Zman for Chazara because the Chazara goes hand in hand with the R. Meaning, the greatest derech of Limud, which you could say, best teaches up how to be makusha to this R, is Chazara learning. But this is the way that we light the candles also. Notice that we light the candles in a way where we light one, and then on day two, we light 2-1, yeah? 3-2-1. 4-3-2-1. Meaning we're always making a chazara on the nights before. Al pidin, it didn't have to be that way. Because to be yotin, it should be, so you only just light one candle. One candle each night. There's no chazara. That's not a chazara. I mean, you're lighting a new candle for each night. But we don't do it that way. We do it in a way that you have to be chayzer in the previous nights. And although the Gemara says Ner Yishu Beiso, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote it. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. It doesn't quote Ner Yishu Beiso. It's not even an option. Of course it is. If a person is mom. But Al Pi HaLashon, the Shulchan doesn't even bring it. And the reason why is because if you're just lighting one candle, it's not Meir, it's not a simon on the fact that it's an Arganis. If you're repeating, you're going back on your tracks, for what? When you do that,
such an interesting thing that we don't
you're big Megal Argon.
Like Bishamai.
Huh?
Bishamai, there's no Chazara.
On Beis Shammai.
Goes down,
right.
No Chazara.
It's interesting.
You're doing eight, all eight, and then you're doing seven.
I guess so. I guess that is a chazar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're chazring the seven. You're chazring only the six. Yeah, it's really interesting how that becomes a chazar. Yeah. Interesting. It's good. It's something to think about, though. But that's the reason why it's a zman of Torah, because it's a zman of Or. And so therefore, it's a zman that a person asks himself, he makes a cheshbon. We know that Hanukkah is called like the seam of the Yom HaMenorah. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur, there's Sukkot, and then there's Hanukkah. So that means that it's a zman of din, it's a zman of cheshbon ha-nefesh. And the cheshbon ha-nefesh that he has to make in Hanukkah time is that he says, I learn 3 hours a day, 2 hours a day, 5 hours a day, 10 hours a day. How much am I aware? How much am I cognizant of the fact that when I'm sitting down in front of a sefer, that I'm interacting with Or Hashem? That really what Hashem wants me to get from the sefer I'm learning is a keshe with Or HaTayra. How much Or HaTayra is there in my Torah learning? How much Or HaTayra is there in my life? How much does the Or of Hashem permeate my life? It's an Or which is nignas in the Torah, but that's just where it lives. But it's supposed to be nispashet into fill our lives. Nismale habayis ayra. The whole house should be filled with Or. That's why we light it in the house. It's the din in the bayis, because everything in the bayis should be touched by these candles. Should be touched by these Or. How much Or HaGanus is in my life? That's the big question. How much Or HaGanus is in my life? So that's the shaila of the din of Hanukkah. Is Aleph to know what the Or means? The blockbuster chiddush of the Or HaGanus, breaking into this world, making a dir b'tachtanim, the yishiv to the teret, to the kash, to the yivanim. This is the Or which is machai the teva, something which is the malam in asichel, is now in the lower world. There's a dira to this. How it's a chinuch for that? That the Or is buried in the Torah. Why do the Torah is so essential? Because coming in contact with the Or of Hashem, which is the most precious thing that there is possible, is through the Limud HaTorah b'fratin. From there, a person can have it in the rest of his day, and the rest of his life. Okay, should be zeicher to the Torah, the mitzvah of Torah. Or every time we learn Torah, we should be zeicher to be dovek to that Or v'harinyan b'sar secha, and to be the zeicher to sheizgal Or HaGanus v'yizgal tzedek mi'avimino.
Amen. Shkoyach.